Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
That's why we're all excited. That's why people are shopping. That's why people are in the mood that they're in today, because Santa Claus is coming to town. And the bonfires will be lit along the levee just to the north of New Orleans, and that is really quite a spectacle. The only thing you're going to have to contend with is the fog tonight. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us on this Christmas Eve afternoon, 2025. We're going to just relax and have fun this afternoon, and we're going to talk about a few things, mainly Christmas-related stuff, but also football. There's a lot of football going on this weekend, and it all really starts tomorrow is when the big games begin, and right on through the weekend, so we'll talk about that. LSU is playing, the Saints are playing, and there's some really big key matchups happening this weekend. All right, so a lot to get to this afternoon, and I did do it. I do it annually, and I got to tell you, it's a lot of work writing the 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of work. So I decided, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it again this year because I do it every year. And I thought, I don't know, do I want to do that again? Yeah, I did it. So what I want to do before we get to this year's 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House 2025, I want to go back and I want to share with you the one that I wrote, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House in 2022 when Joe Biden was president. And then I did a special edition when Mayor Cantrell was going through the controversy with the Pentalba, when she was in that apartment a lot with her booty guard, Vappy. So I wrote a 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the Pentalba. So I'm going to share that with you as well. And then I think I'm going to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House 2025. Do that about 2:10 this afternoon. A lot of great Christmas music to play. Man, most people are off. The parking garage here at the station is almost empty. Most people are off. And, you know, I know there's a lot of little things that can get to us this time of year. And I just couldn't help but, you know, honk my horn today. And I didn't want to do it. It's Christmas Eve. But I am so amazed that there are so many people that sit at a red light. Nothing is happening. There are no pedestrians in the crosswalk. There are no cars coming. I'm amazed at how many people think you just have to sit there at the red light and you can't turn right on red. I mean, doesn't that amaze you when you see that? So, yeah, coming in today, I had to beat my horn on Poitras and Magazine because, you know, there's nobody in the crosswalk, there's no traffic coming, and the person has the right turn signal on. They have a Louisiana license plate, so it's not like they're from some place where you can't turn right on red. I always take that into consideration. And it amazes me that so many people don't know you can turn right on red. And what I worry about is, if you don't know that, what else don't you know about driving or about life in general? So anyway, yeah, I tooted my little horn. You know, just like a last-minute chopper that I am, although I have promised myself that beginning next year, I'm not going through this again. I'm not going through the last-minute shopping again. I have been at the mall every night this week. Monday night, last night, and guess what? I have a couple of things to get when I leave this afternoon, when I get off the air. So I'm not doing it anymore. I'm going to start doing what some of you do, which is shop early. It's not like suddenly I've got new people on my list, although if somebody new pops up on my list at the last minute, I'll get something for them. But yeah, I'm going to definitely shop early next year and bypass this stress. But I do want to share a story with you that I learned about at the mall last night. And I have talked about the holidays, and it's a great time for most of us. But I have been through tough Christmases. I have been through Christmases where I have been really down. And I don't want to say depressed, because I don't deal with depression. But I would say at the time I'm depressed, really, really down, and feeling very low and lonely. I've been through those. I'll share one of those with you a little bit later in the show. But I also talk about how, you know, during the Christmas season, we never know what challenges are going to be presented for us to deal with. And I bought a couple of silver chains from a guy at Lakeside Mall. He's got, when you walk in the front of Lakeside Mall, right there by the Apple Store and by Express, and right there by the big Christmas tree, right beyond that, not far beyond that, there's a kiosk where a guy sells silver necklaces and rings and silver bracelets and chains and, you know, all anything silver like that. So, you know, I bought a couple of chains from him, and we've chatted. And actually, he's friends with Roger at Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express. And I asked him, hey, how's business? And he had a real solemn look on his face. And he said, oh, it's okay. It's not that great, but I just lost my wife. And I said, well, what happened? And he said, she just had a heart attack. Totally unexpected. And she was like, she's a teacher, and she was going to school, and she just had a heart attack, and they got her to the hospital and tried to perform open heart surgery and tried to save her, and they couldn't. She was 46 years old. And here's a man with three kids. And I just thought, I mean, how sad. I mean, that's sad whenever it happens, but it's just a reminder that, you know, we talk about this joyous time of year. You never know what people are going through. And he said, you know, business is not really that great, but I haven't had my head into it. So look, I want to ask you this. If you need a gift and you're at Lakeside, and or if you want a silver chain or a bracelet or anything silver, if you need any silver item for yourself or for somebody else, go do business with that guy who does the kiosk. Now, he might not be there. There might be his female employee might be there. But let's try to help this guy. And if it's not today, then, you know, tomorrow, not tomorrow, but the day after Christmas, when you're exchanging things or you got money and you want to go buy something, if you need to buy anything silver, any like chains or bracelets or rings, anything, go to that silver kiosk at the toward the front of Lakeside, and let's give this guy some business. I feel so badly for what he's going through, and he's not alone. There are other people like that as well. So I just wanted to mention that, and I'm going to buy something else from him now too. You know, I know it doesn't bring his wife back, but it would help if business was better. And again, he said he hadn't really been able to put much into it because of what he's dealing with. And, you know, he's getting help from his mother-in-law. But still, I mean, here's a guy with left with three kids, and his 46-year-old wife just suddenly dies. So really a very, very a tragic thing. And so just, you know, as you celebrate the holidays, just, you know, keep in mind that there might be people very close to you, or, I mean, people, not that people you know, but people that you come in contact with that, you know, might not be having such a great Christmas. And I'll tell you what, I really want to thank the ladies at the Lakeside wrapping area, you know, where they wrap. I don't mean like music. I mean where they wrap presents. You know, I mean, they're not like three white ladies rapping. I mean, I guess you could say these are, you know, white ladies rapping. But no, they're not doing that kind of rapping. They're wrapping Christmas gifts. And they do such a phenomenal job. And I don't care if I have to pay for it. I mean, I do know how to rap, but I don't care if I have to pay for it. They do a great job. And they just seem overworked. And but I know it's what they do. It's their job. And I ask them how it's going. And they go, yeah, well, we're tired. And I just see them wrapping one present after another, after another, after another. And I can't help but feel for them. And if you're doing any last-minute shopping, be very kind to the retail people, because I know this is a very tough time of year. If you want to join us with a comment on this Christmas Eve afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I saw the movie. I still have not watched Love Actually yet. Maybe tonight's the night, but I'm going to watch it. And I'm busy. I've got stuff to do for the show. I've got, you know, stuff to do for things, and then the Christmas shopping. So I haven't seen it yet, but I'll probably watch it tonight. But last night, you know, I've heard about this movie Polar Express, and I'd never seen it. And, you know, when this movie came out, that animation was incredible. I mean, so lifelike. It's amazing. Kind of scary in a way. But I watched the movie Polar Express, and it stars Tom Cruise. And I was amazed that it had such a great message. And it was a message that really resonated with me as an adult. And I want to share that message with you. So we're going to do that this afternoon as well. Ian is off, and Coleman is our studio producer. Merry Christmas and good afternoon.
Merry Christmas to you too, Scoot. How are we doing?
Good. So let me describe you. Wearing the Santa Claus hat again. You've got a black shirt. You've got a red vest on. And you look very, very festive.
Well, I had to. I had to put out, I guess you would call it my Sunday's best, even though it's not Sunday, because we had a special guest during a newer show. We had the real actual Santa Claus, not the mall Santa, not the one you hire for birthday parties, but the actual true Kris Kringle came by, and I wanted to make sure I looked my best when he came into the studio.
You know, I heard him, but I didn't get in the studio. I was kind of late getting in the studio today, so he'd already gone. And I know he's busy. I know Santa Claus is busy. And I think it was really cute that all you kids and the parents called in with their kids and asked Santa for some things. And Santa was always nice to ask if they've been good boys or bad girls, or good girls and bad boys. And Santa is really a treat every year with Newell. But I didn't get a chance to see him this year because he went right out to his sleigh, which was parked out on Poydras.
Well, you have nothing to worry about, Scoot. I have it on good authority that you may be able to see him tonight when he's delivering his presents.
Well, you know, that was kind of one of the things in Polar Express. You have to be sleeping or Santa doesn't come.
I think that's just for the children.
Well, I think that's
what
parents...
I may be wrong.
Well,
I'm not
look,
sure.
Look, I was a parent with a young son, and yes, the deal is Santa doesn't come until you go to sleep. Now, we need to find other ways to get kids to go to sleep early, and maybe we can figure out some other things to tell them during the year when it's not Christmas. But, you know, have you ever really tried, if you're not tired, have you really tried to go to sleep? I mean, you know, you can force yourself to do a lot of things, but, I mean, to force yourself to go to sleep, like...
Okay. Yeah, especially
I'm going to sleep. Okay, I need to go to sleep right now, so I'm going to force myself to go to sleep right now. Forcing yourself to go to sleep keeps you from going to sleep.
And when you're a kid, it's that extra difficulty because you know Christmas is the next day and you're so excited about what you may have under the tree. And you hear about Santa, you want to see him. So imagine how hard it is to fall asleep on Christmas Eve with all that anxiety and giddiness and excitement.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, and even, you know, in recent years, you know, it's hard to fall asleep. You know, I have a great relationship with Santa Claus. The whole idea is something that I live with today. And I do. And man, I remember when my obsessive compulsive disorder was really bad, and I didn't even know what it was, didn't know it had a name. And I remember how bad it was. And I remember every Christmas I would, even as an adult, I would ask Santa if he would make my OCD go away. That's what I wanted for Christmas. For those of you who don't have it, it's that bad. I mean, it's that bad that even as an adult, you're hoping that there's a Santa Claus that can take your OCD away. But, you know, I always woke up Christmas morning and still had it. But it's under control now. So, you know, my life is a lot better. But, you know, those years that people were listening to me on B97 and all the other stations, I was suffering from OCD at the time. And I remember listening back to shows when I was really suffering on the air internally, and I could not believe I did the show. I could not believe that I could not detect that I was suffering that particular day on that show. So, you know, well, you didn't. I mean, my two wives didn't know. Girlfriends didn't know. My son didn't. I mean, nobody knew. I didn't tell anybody. And again, it wasn't until I read Howard Stern's book in, I guess it was 19, maybe 98, 97, somewhere in there. And Howard talked about his OCD. And I thought, wait a minute. That's not what I do, but that's the way my brain works. That was the first time. And it was in the mid-90s. That was the first time I realized that OCD had a name, because I didn't think I could go to a psychiatrist and explain how my brain works. I thought I was the only one in the world that had a brain that worked this way. My parents knew something was wrong. They took me to a psychiatrist a couple of times, and they couldn't find anything wrong with me because they didn't know about that back then. So, yeah, I really suffered. And, well, man, if you have kids that show any signs of obsessive compulsive disorder, please get them help, because it is a silent torture.
Well, Santa told me he did hear your wish.
Yeah.
But he also says, as bad as you may have thought and as torturous as it was, all that experience made you the person that you are today. When you look back on it, you may have gone through a situation and your experiences back then that you thought were painful and harmful.
Yeah.
They help you have the strength to go through certain things that you're dealing with today. So it may have been a miracle.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, Coleman, because the breakthrough came. See, I was asking Santa to help me get rid of my OCD. And the breakthrough came with a psychiatrist in Portland who said, instead of trying to get rid of it, why don't you try to embrace it as part of who you are? And if you tried to get rid of that, you may get rid of something about yourself that you like.
Wait, was Santa your psychiatrist? Because he was telling me to tell you the same.
That's kind of what you just told me. So you just told me a very profound thing that a psychiatrist told me. And look, with anything that you deal with in your life, anything about you, instead of trying to get rid of it, if you're an alcoholic, for example, that's who you are. There's an aspect of you that is an alcoholic. And if let's say you're not drinking, but you're still an alcoholic, you know, don't beat up on yourself. And I learned to accept OCD as part of who I am. And the psychiatrist said, look, you're in really good company. A lot of creative, intelligent people have this disorder. Howard Stern, Howie Mandel, many, many others have this. And I learned to accept it as part of who I was. And he said, you know, if you got rid of it, you may get rid of something about yourself that you like. And very briefly, I'll share this with you as well. I was also studying Zen at the time. And at this very moment, I'm reading in Zen while I'm talking to the psychiatrist about this, within a few days of that, I'm reading in Zen that there are things about ourselves that we like and things about ourselves that we don't like. And this applies to a lot of different things, not just OCD. But the writing in Zen was about how a light shines on us. The light is what we like about ourselves, but the light casts a shadow. The shadow is what we don't like about ourselves. But to get rid of the shadow, the things that we don't like about ourselves, we would have to get rid of the light, the things that we like about ourselves. So it really was about learning to accept me for who I am, and it's about you learning to accept you for who you are. It is Christmas Eve. I'm Scoot. It is just an honor to be with you on this very special afternoon. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Yesterday on the show, live from Perfume headquarters on the West Bank, we did an instant text off. You know, a lot of people like this song, but a lot of people think it sucks. So we did an instant text off, and I was really surprised. Our audience said, yes, it's a good Christmas song. Now, you know, sometimes our audience can be kind of cynical and jaded and kind of go for the negative, but our audience thought no. The vote was in favor of Last Christmas being a good Christmas song. All right, we're going to come right back with more. This is WWL and a very merry...
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Christmas. Earlier this week, we did another instant text off on another song that a lot of people like, but another Christmas song that a lot of people hate, and this is it. You know, a lot of people think this song is just cheesy and it sucks and they hate it. But we did an instant text off of our audience, and our audience, as jaded as it might seem sometimes, the vote was, yes, it's a good Christmas song. So, Paul McCartney, wonderful Christmas time continues. All right, we're going to get to some of your texts here in just a moment. In a few minutes, I want to share with you, before I get to "Twas the Night Before Christmas" and "All Through the White House 2025, I want to share with you "Twas the Night Before Christmas at the Upper Pentalba." And it's one that I wrote for Mayor Cantrell when she was going through that controversy. We've got that coming up in the next few minutes. Let's go to Thibodeau, Hollywood. You're on WWL. Merry Christmas, Hollywood.
Hey, it's cool. Merry Christmas to you, too.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Hot day today, 81 degrees.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain, but I'm not crazy about the weather. I like it when it's cold, but it's going to be cold apparently for New Year's. Sunday night, we've got a cold front coming through. It's going to be cold on Monday, the beginning of New Year's week. And so it's coming. I don't like it, but, you know, there's enough to be happy about to not worry about it.
Hey, Scoot, you got to work today, tomorrow, all day today?
No, I will be off tomorrow through the weekend. So, I'm just working today. They're going to have some really good Christmas specials on WWL that will be very entertaining and relate to everybody. So you could, you know, if you're up cooking in the morning or, you know, you're up with the kids, you can put WWL on and there will be something very Christmassy on for you in the morning. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, that's the first Christmas I have off in a long time. I always did have to work Christmas.
Well, good. Well, enjoy it, Hollywood. I appreciate the call, and very Merry Christmas to you. And we know that you're a dedicated listener. I hear you call Sports Talk a lot, so I appreciate you listening to our show and calling our show as well. So thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too. I don't mind calling y'all. I just keep y'all entertained. I live,
Well, you know, that's our job, and you're entertaining too. So, thanks for the call, Coleman. I gave Coleman his Christmas gift. Now, the ladies at Lakeside, they wrap that. That is so well wrapped. I don't even think you want to tear the paper off of it.
Yeah, I noticed that. It's like, first of all, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You know,
you do a lot. You and Ian do a lot for the show, and I want to just show my appreciation at times like this, and I wanted to get you something. I hope you like it. It's something that if the audience, there are a lot of people in the audience who will know exactly what this is. Yeah. I think it fits you. It might not be something that you would have just gone out and gotten because for what you get, it's on the pricey side, but it's cool. I mean I have a few of these from this company, and okay. It's kind of cool.
Can I ask you a question? Are you expecting me to open it today, or would you rather?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, do you want to put it under your
I'll debate over the next commercial break whether I want to be greedy and open it on the air, or I'd wait till.
Well, you decide. How would you feel? I mean, how would you feel? You know, Christmas morning, would you like that and other things to open, or would you want to open it? I'd be happy for you to open it now. But if you want to wait until Christmas morning, that's fine.
Okay. I'll debate on it after the next, doing the next.
All right, cool. All right, let's get to a break. And when we come back, I'm going to share with you something that I wrote about Mayor Cantrell. It was "Twas the Night Before Christmas at the Upper Pentalba." And we'll get to that when we come back. Man, this movie was on again last night. I still love it, but it has been on a lot this year. I still think it is an absolute classic. Some great lines in this movie. And it's to me, this is a Christmas classic, Christmas Vacation. And you'll have a chance to see it between now and tomorrow. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. And we'll be right back on WWL. And, you know, hats off to all of you who have to deal with a Cousin Eddie. You know, a lot of families have Cousin Eddies. Well, how did the carpet get wet? I don't know, Margot. All right, we'll be right.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Right back. It's Christmas Eve. I'm Scoot on the air. Very good afternoon and Merry Christmas. And right now we're going to go to Chris Miller in the WWL newsroom with a traffic update for us, Chris.
Yes, Scoot, the twin span eastbound was closed up until just recently because of an accident. So if your Christmas Eve travels took you to the North Shore or towards Slidell today, that's been a problem. Now, it appears they just got it cleared up. Traffic is starting to move slowly, but it's going to take a while for that backup to work its way out. So outbound traffic on the I-10 headed towards the North Shore from New Orleans, you're going to hit massive slowdowns about halfway between Michoud and Irish Bayou, and it's proceeding very slowly.
Yeah, good. Thank you for that update, because that helps. For those of you who were under the impression the Twin Spans were closed, apparently things are going on just fine. So that's good news, Chris. Keep us up to date on that. All right, Christmas Eve afternoon, and before I get to 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House 2025, I want to share with you something from the past. And this is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas at the Upper Pentalba. And here's how it goes. Coleman, can we find some, nice, sappy Christmas music to play in the background? Something instrumental? Okay, you can start anytime you want to. Okay. Yeah, that's good. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through her French Quarter place, LaToya was stirring amid the crazy Christmas pace. Her fishnets were hung by the stockings with care, in hopes Officer Vappy would soon be there. Mayor Cantrell was nestled all snug in her bed, while visions of the recall petition danced in her head. And LaToya in her kerchief and Vappy in his cap, they both settled down for a long winter's nap. When out in Jackson Square there arose such a clatter, LaToya sprang from her bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window she flew in a flash, noticing a reporter who she wanted to trash. The moon on the breast of Decatur Street below gave a sense to the mayor to hide her NOPD bow. when what to her wondering eyes did appear but Fox 8 reporter Lee Zurich and a video to fear. With Zurich and reporter so lively and quick, LaToya thought he was nothing but a, well, you know, more rapid than signing the petition they came, and the mayor whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Zurich, now Hammer, now Pearlstein and Mackle. The mayor gave them content for the story they would tackle. To the top of the balcony watering plants she was seen, she said nothing was wrong and nothing obscene. Then in a twinkling I heard Cantrell say, I'm angry about the upgrades I was forced to pay. LaToya was dressed to impress from her head to her feet with expensive clothes that made us wonder, did she cheat? Damning commercials promoting the recall petition, LaToya wished she went to her apartment without recognition. Her eyes, how they twinkled. Her rhetoric, how scary. Her cheeks were rosy, but beginning to look wary. The mayor's droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the hair on her head, was it dyed? She said no. LaToya worked out. She was a right jolly old elf, and she disappointed voters in spite of herself. A wink of her eye and a twist of her head, Lee Zurich gave the mayor much to dread. LaToya spoke many words and went right to work, trying her best to prove Scoot was a jerk, and making an obscene gesture to the media as one, the mayor made up stories that were anything but fun. LaToya sprang to her feet, to her staff, gave a yell, telling reporters they can all go to hell. But I heard her exclaim as she walked out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and I know I'm always right. That was a few years ago during the petition campaign. It was the night before Christmas at the Upper Pentalba. All right, let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Gregory, you're on WWL. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Scoot. Hey, guess what? According to my radio log, this is the 451st time I've ever phoned you.
Wait. Tell me that again.
451st time I've ever phoned in, so I don't need any music or anything.
The 450th
like that.
Time you've called, you know, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
It does.
Yeah.
Ever since you were on Evenings.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Quite a few years ago. But you know what? You know what the important thing is? That you keep everybody kind of happy. And I'm very excited about this. Every time I get to talk to you, because you're mostly positive.
Yeah, you know, I realize that a lot of people, and you are among them, don't always agree with my opinions. But we've kind of pushed politics. We've kind of pushed politics aside, and even if you disagree with my opinions, I'm still a positive person about life in general.
Well, my point is the fact that you and I agree on more things than we disagree on, and the thing is mostly about this city and about how much you love this city. And about how much I love this city, and it really resonates. Does that make any sense?
It makes total sense. That's the way I feel, and I'm glad that does resonate, because I can intend for that to be the case, but it doesn't mean that everybody's going to receive it that way. But I'm glad you perceive it that way. You know, there was a guy at Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I mean I hate to be recognized in the men's room.
Oh, that was cool. I wanted to mention that, but yeah. I was there.
It was awesome. But I mean, I hate to be recognized in the men's room, but it does happen, so it's okay. But this guy in the men's room, and this guy goes, "Hey, Scoot," I said, I don't agree with anything you say, but I love your show.
You know what? Yeah. Well, you know what? The funny thing is, whenever I run into you, it's usually in the line at Rouse's or at going to Lakeview Harbor or something like that. And I just say, "Hey, Scoot, how you doing?"
Yeah.
But,
you know what's
really cool is your show is always it's positive and it's frustrating. Like I've told you, I've thrown my earbuds out of my head sometimes, but I do listen to you, and you know, now that I'm semi-retired, it makes it easier to listen to you. And I just wish you and your family the best Christmas ever.
Well, Gregory, I appreciate that. And I'm going to wish you the best Christmas ever as well. And thank you for being such a dedicated listener. Yeah, but that guy in the bathroom at Trans-Siberian Orchestra, he said, I don't agree with anything you say, but I love your show. Usually it's, I agree with you sometimes, but not always. And that's fine, too. But see, that's the key. I mean, I want this show to be entertaining, whether you agree with me or not. And, you know, we've really pushed politics aside for the most part. We talk about it a little bit, but not much anymore. And the show's a lot more fun for me. I hope it's more fun for you. All right, got to get to a break. Here's a classic from Joan Jett, and we'll be back on WWL. It's a Christmas tradition for me, and if you have been before, you know how great it is, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We'll talk about it before they come next year, and if you've never been, make an appointment to go. Hey, we've got some football to talk about. LSU's playing, the Saints are playing, Saints trying to make it 4 in a row, and I think they're going to do that. So a lot of college games coming up. The playoffs are underway. And also a lot of NFL games starting Christmas Day. And, you know, the NFL is really exciting this year because there's so many teams that could possibly be in the playoffs. And a lot of fresh new faces will be in the playoffs as well. And I love that. I mean, I wish the Saints were in it, but even if they're not, I'm still loving the playoffs. Also, coming up in the next hour, I want to share a 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the White House from when Biden was president, and then we'll do the new one for 2025. I'm Scoot. Merry Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.